We've been looking at the 10th chapter of Matthew, I guess now for about a month or so, and going to finish up that chapter today. If you've been reading any of the 10th chapter of Matthew, you'll realize, especially if you have a red letter edition, that it is mostly saying that these are the words that was attributed to Jesus. Jesus was sending out his 12 apostles, or what we call disciples, and he was giving them all kinds of instructions. And I'll share with you from verse 34 to the end of the chapter. Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. And you wonder, what does that mean? Because we say Jesus is the Prince of Peace. What's that mean? No, Jesus said, I bring a sword. I have come to set apart man against his father, daughter against her mother, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. If you love your father and your mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. And if you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you're not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it, but if you give it up for me, you will find it. These are some of the hard sayings of Jesus. And sometimes when we look at them like this in the physical context, we really miss what he is saying, and we'll look at that a little bit later. It sounds harsh. And then he goes this far. He says, anyone who welcomes you is welcoming me. And anyone who welcomes me is welcoming the Father who sent me. So if you welcome a prophet as one who speaks for God, you will receive the same reward as a prophet. And if you welcome good and godly people because of their godliness, you will be given a reward like theirs. And if you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. A cup of cold water. There's power in cold water.